What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all people? How y'all all doing today? I'm super happy to be doing this. I miss you all, my listeners. Damn, it's been a long time. Maybe not too long, but it's been a while. I haven't made my podcast for about 2-3 weeks now because I've been pretty engrossed doing a lot of things outside social media and outside podcasting. You know, I also have my personal business that make me some money, and I had to pay adequate concentration to it. I also had to, you know, make inquiry for my culinary school and all of that. So that's what I've been busy and occupied with for the past 2 weeks. But above all, I hope you all are having an amazing time out there. I hope every one of us were practicing social distancing, and I hope we're also practicing self-love and self-care. If you need to take a break off that relationship, you need to take a break off that love life or whatever it is that you think you need a break from, please take a break. Take a break. Do not let a break take you. You need to rest your head. You need to relax and do a lot of things. You need to practice social self-care, rather. You need to maybe take yourself out, treat yourself to spa, and do some other things that are necessary for your mental health. Please do take a break when necessary. Take a break before a break takes you. Today's topic is Nobody Owes You. I'm taking this topic particularly because I feel like I've spoken quite a lot about body confidence, about plus size, and now I think we're all so many listening to my podcast, both men and women, slim and thick, you know, curvy and tiny, whatever stature it is. Apparently nobody's tiny, but then for every size and every body type, I believe I have so many listeners. My podcast has just been approved on over 8 podcast platforms. Yay! Okay guys, so today I decided to talk about this. I feel like we all need it at some point in our lives. We're experiencing setbacks due to some particular mindset that we have, and it might just be affecting us, and it might take a while to get out of that mindset. So I feel like, okay, this is something that everyone can relate to. I can make this podcast and so many people, in fact everybody, will learn from it, both old and young. So today's topic is Nobody Owes You. Promises from a man can fail. Promises from a boyfriend that promised to be your husband can fail. Promises from a woman that promised that, you know, no, nothing's going to separate us, we're going to be together forever and ever, I'm going to be the mother of your kids. She can wake up tomorrow and tell you, bros, you're sexy and you kind of have this spice in your life, but you're not the kind of God-fearing man I want. You know, we're going to get there. Let's talk about this. I don't know if I'm the only one on this page, but or any of my listeners that actually have experienced this before. You know that uncle or that mommy's sister or daddy's brother that would come up to tell you, you know what, you can actually pick Unilag for your jambo. Like your choice of institution, pick Unilag. I have this friend, Mulore Kombe. It should be able to help you, yeah. So picking it, like, don't worry. As soon as you pick it, like, just make sure you read or pass your jambo. They tell you that, and then see you reading, going for jam lesson. You pass your jam, you have like, let's say 256. The course you've chosen, you write your post GTME, and then you have like 65. And then Uncle Kena, I passed my jambo, and they even posted me, we've murdered everything. So Uncle, the man you say you have, you see, I've been trying to call himself to even tell him about your choice of school. Oh, the man hasn't been picking, he's just doing anyhow. We'll just leave him, please. Don't worry, God will do it. Number one failure. Number one, like, you will, the way you will hold him in your mind, you know. You feel like you have friends, that they have connections, friends that know people. And when you're to mourn, friends that know friend that know celebrity, friends that know people that always do know one bear party. But then they've never in their life told anybody that they know that this is the case. So I have a friend that, you know, does cooking for events. I have a friend that does makeup for people, for brides, for birthday celebrant. I have somebody that sells fabrics. You can buy your fabrics from her. She really sells quality fabric. Apparently, it feels like nobody wants an unfinished project. Everybody wants a finished project to associate themselves with. So that's the view. You know, the mindset of you not being where you're supposed to be because of your failed relative promises. Your uncle have told you that, my dear, finish school. Just make sure you go for NYSC. As soon as you're done with your NYSC, I've told you, don't study that course. Do a proper course. Maybe they give you civic education. You have to switch at your year two to go back to year one again to do English, because your uncle advised that you do English, and then he knows a lecturer that can help you work it to gaining employment in one of the promising institution or fast rising universities around. And then you do it, and boom, your uncle that know the person do not know the person again, and then you are now put to shame, and then failed promises, and then you're like, if not for this uncle Kina, that's how I should do, son. My dear, cut long story short, bottom line, nobody owes you a thing. If they don't do it, they are not your God. Please, let's have that at the back of our mind. You see that thing when your cousin or somebody related to you, your auntie, would tell you, just go and learn that work. As soon as you're done, I will establish you. And you go and learn the work, you hustle money, you learn the work. And then it come out, you hear, you know, I now have children. You know that my children now has children. And then I have to support my child that just gave birth. You know, they already have grandchildren. I cannot be spending money lavishly. What were you thinking before? I want us to start embracing the habit of preparing yourself for the worst. The person in my life, basically, he's the kind of person that he prepares for anything. If it's going to happen this way, he is a little ready. Even if not completely ready, he is partially ready. And then I'm like, I don't know how you do this thing, because it is not me. I am not ready for bullshit. I'm not ready for a heartbreak. If you're going to cut my bubbles, please burst it already. Now. Don't come and tell me, go and do this. When you come back, I have this waiting for you. But my dear, that is what we all face. At one point in time, yeah, we all face that. You know, vain promises. You know, promises of, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to set you up. I'm going to put you in a place of work. Your uncle can be the managing director of Guaranteed Trust Bank. Your auntie that lived with your father, that your father sent to school, can be the senior manager of Fidelity Bank. If you like, study accounting or biz admin in school. If they will not help you, they will not help you. But have it at the back of your mind that they are not your God. Whatever will be, will be. That is not something to hold on to and attach it to being the reason behind your setback, your failures, or you not being where you're supposed to be. If your boss refuses to give you a salary raise, you feel like you're doing so much at the office, and you know, your boss is like, Baba, I am not increasing your salary, you cannot do shit. Don't tie it and say, if not because of that boss and I did not want to increase my salary, I for don't buy house by now. You can leave the job. Did you not glue your butt to the job? You can leave, find another job. I'm not being a motivational speaker. I'm only trying to state the obvious. You would find a man in your life and then say, just start. When you start, I will give you the money to fund it. And then you start. And then the man is saying something else. And then you start. And then the woman is saying that, the container she's expecting has poured inside the sea. And then the sea has carried the container away and she cannot do anything for you. And that's it. You cannot kill her for it. She can't do anything. And that's what she has said. She won't do it. So what do you owe yourself? You owe yourself the ability to think possibly it might fall well and it might not fall well. So if it doesn't fall well, what would I do? What would become of me if things does not go as planned? If that's the case, you may need to always tell yourself, these people that have made promises to you are not your God. And for whatever it is worth, you owe yourself the duty to be a great person, no matter what. I owe myself to be great. You owe yourself to be great. If those folks who promised you one thing or the other isn't doing anything for you, it is not a good reason for you to fail. It is not. A total stranger completely from nowhere will be the one to patronize you, refer you over and over and over and over again till you get to the limelight. Then you will see those family, you will see those friends, you will see those colleagues, those relatives that failed to associate themselves with you when you were starting. You will see them claiming ownership. You will see them saying, Jude, now my friend now, don't be that guy again. Me and Jude, we follow attend the same school. Yes, people will say, they will come around. And then it's your choice to take them or not to take them. But those vain promises of, don't worry, pick lasso. I know the registrar in lasso, don't worry. And then after everything, you pick lasso, you do this. They never pick their phones again. Your uncle that is living in the country, his phone start entering voicemail. We all know that Nigeria, we need to use voicemail for our phone calls. Back home, your uncle phone start entering voicemail. Till you finish 4 years in school, your uncle that promised you admission 4 years ago is nowhere to be found. Now you are done with school. The UNILAG did not help you to enter. You entered LASU. And then you are done with school now. He's now telling his son, call your brother and ask him for money. They will do that. But then, have it behind your back or behind your mind that nobody owes you a thing. They should not be blamed for your lack of progress. You owe yourself to be great. The goings will be hard, but keep on. God will rise up for you. That is for sure. 100%. I have the assurance that if you do that, even God will realize that there have been so many failed promises. It will raise a stranger from nowhere to help you. For those people that, you know, not for once has any of your relative ever helped you post your business or your business page, or post a link to your IG page, or downloaded a food picture that you sent to them to help you upload, it won't cost them up to maybe 10 KB or 770 KB. Let's call it in megabyte. It won't cost them up to 1 MB to help you download that picture, but they won't. Instead, the market of those that they don't know from anywhere are the ones they are carrying on their head. I want to let you know something today. People do not like to associate themselves with an unfinished project, a project that is still under construction. The same way you're not going to want to, I heard this from somebody, so I'm copied, but basically I think not everybody must have heard it, so I'm repeating it. The same way not everyone would take a picture in an uncompleted building, it's the same way not everybody, or most people basically, will not like to associate themselves with you for now, because they feel like it won't be so nice on their profile. How will I put it up and everybody will know that that's my cousin that is just starting food business? Before you know, they will now laugh. They will say that everybody sell food, even your cousin too. But then when you're a very popular person, you're having a TV show, you will hear them say, tune in to channel 199. That's my cousin on the 6 p.m. TVC show. She's going to be anchoring a food show and blah, blah, blah. That's human beings for you. What do you owe yourself? I owe myself to be great. I hope somebody listening is saying this exact thing. We owe ourselves to be great. I owe myself to be great. You owe yourself to be great. God is going to rise up for you. Ignore those vain promises. If it comes, we bless God. If it doesn't come, we still move. Guys, I hope I've been able to serve you relatable, hot and spicy content today. And please do make good use of it. For those you think need to hear this to change their mindset, please and please send the links to them. I love you guys. So we'll meet again on my next epic episode. Apparently, yeah, my vibe and my spice is too much that I'm already about to say episode. But regardless, till we meet again on my next episode, I remain your one and only plus size advocate, Ojo Oluwadamilola. to the P to the L to the U to the SSIZE plus size girly. All right, guys, I see you guys next week. Stay tuned, stay connected, stay focused. Practice social distancing and practice self-care. Practice self-love. Give yourself that treat that you deserve. Bye for now.